live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. This goes on and on, the most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. Monday here on the program, that means tonight we have got Monday Night Raw. Tomorrow we have got WWE SmackDown Live. We'll look at whatever five-point Raw preview they've got up on the website tonight. But we do have some news, not the least of which is that from the front page of WrestlingObserver.com, Paul Heyman is scheduled to return to WWE tonight in his role as the advisor to Brock Lesnar. Heyman, who has been associated in storyline with Lesnar since very early in his career, has been Lesnar's mouthpiece during Lesnar's most recent run, which started in 2012. His contract with WWE expired a few months back, which is why his name has not been mentioned, nor graphics of him shown in the promotion of Lesnar's return tonight. That's right, Lesnar, Brock Lesnar, is back on Raw tonight. His name was specifically missing 2 weeks ago during the draft segment when manager types like Maurice and Lana were listed with The Miz and Rusev, while Heyman was not listed with Lesnar. It had been expected all along that a deal would likely be made by SummerSlam. WWE sources have confirmed Heyman has reached a deal with the company that will start tonight, continuing in his role. Lesnar returns to Raw tonight at the Phillips Arena in Atlanta as well. That's right, Lesnar coming off the win over Mark Hunt and the two USADA failures will be back on Raw. His contract stipulates he cannot be tested by WWE, nor can he be suspended. And so he's just back, and he will be wrestling Randy Orton at SummerSlam coming up in just a few weeks now. We'll talk about that, be joined by Mike Sempervivi. Take your phone calls, emails, text messages, and more. All of the numbers up at WrestlingObserver.com. And I will give them after the break. Observer Live here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
As a pro, I'm always looking for ways to make my business better. And I know I can trust Lowe's to help me get the job done. With events that feature special savings just for pros, getting the best price on the things I need couldn't be easier.
Right now at Lowe's, pro customers can receive 5% off at lowesforpros.com or 10% off with your Lowe's business credit card on purchases July 29th through August 7th. Visit lowesforpros.com for details and exclusions. Valid 7/29 through 8/7. Registration required for savings online. Credit offer subject to credit approval, U.S. only.
Folks, I'm the extra crispy Colonel from KFC, and it sure is hot out. You could fry an egg on the sidewalk, but you can't use the sidewalk to freshly double bread three chicken tenders and fry them up to an extra crispy, juicy finish and serve them with a biscuit, mashed potatoes, a cookie, and a drink for just $5. You can only get a real meal like that in my extra crispy tenders $5 fill-up. It's 100% guaranteed not to be fried on sidewalks. KFC, it's extra crispy good.
Pricing and participation may vary. Tax extra.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at Guitar Center. We often hear those stories about the boy or the girl behind the track, but not so often is there such a mystery behind a person featured on a record cover. Find out how one 19-year-old woman accidentally cycled into photographer Joel Bernstein's iconic shot of Bruce Springsteen on New Jersey's Asbury Park Boardwalk in 79, only to be tracked down over 30 years later by fans. With me, Carrie Cooper, over at FocusOnRock.com.
It's here. The biggest guitar sale of the year. Guitar Center's Guitarathon. Save up to 20% on over 120,000 brand name guitars, basses, and amps. Get huge deals on the hottest brands like Fender, Gibson, Taylor, Martin, and more. Over 65,000 guitars under $500. Save up to 15% off select pedals from brands like Dunlop, Boss, Digitech, and Line 6. Plus, get promotional financing on participating vendors when you use your Guitar Center gear card. Don't miss Guitarathon, Thursday through Sunday, only at Guitar Center. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Raw is tonight. As noted in the opening segment, the Beast returns, it says, to conquer the new era. And I'm going to read the five-point preview, Mike, and we'll look at what's going on here tonight.
All right.
We have not seen Brock Lesnar in a WWE ring since he defeated Dean Ambrose in a no-holds-barred street fight at WrestleMania, and the Beast incarnate won't wait until he battles Randy Orton at SummerSlam to make his presence felt in WWE's new era. Live in Atlanta, the Anomaly brings his menace to Raw. I didn't know that was his name.
The Anomaly?
Even though the Viper has slithered his way to SmackDown Live, Orton will be paying close attention to whatever Lesnar has in store. Raw General Manager Mick Foley will definitely have his hands full keeping the peace Monday night when the Anomaly enters the new era for the first time. What a terribly written gobbledygook. So they're threatening that he's going to beat somebody up tonight.
I would think that's what he would be there for, yeah. Good timing on signing Paul back, too.
Sure. Will Seth Rollins halt the rise of Finn Balor? On his first night as a Raw superstar, and on his birthday, no less, I love that that's part of the storyline, Finn Balor defeated as a Lego-playing friendly fella, I'm glad he celebrated his birthday with that big debut and win. Finn Balor defeated three elite superstars, capital S, in a fatal four-way match, withstood the might of Roman Reigns, and stood victorious at the end of the night, earning the right to face Seth Rollins in the first ever WWE Universal Championship match at SummerSlam. WWE.com captured footage of Rollins witnessing Balor's main event victory over the Big Dog, and the architect was uncharacteristically silent as the enigmatic Irishman celebrated. Does this quiet contemplation mean Rollins is confident about his upcoming clash with Raw's hottest newcomer? Or is he apprehensive about standing across the ring from Balor? Expect to hear from Rollins Monday night. Seth will talk tonight. And by the way, the Big Dog is all capitalized, including the word the.
Of course it is. Hopefully we're just one step towards getting Finn Balor to just being Balor in all caps, like he was a Japanese star like Kushida or something like that.
Oh, man. I'm going to skip ahead to the only other one that matters.
Oh, yeah? Okay, which number is this, by the way? Is this all the way at 5?
As 4.
Okay.
Who will face Braun Strowman? Last Monday night, local competitor James Ellsworth thought he had a fighting chance against the Did he? I could have sworn in his interview he denied that.
He did.
Against the imposing Braun Strowman, he was wrong. The near 400-pound Goliath utterly demolished his smaller foe in a shocking show of force. Really? He outweighed the man by 500 pounds.
Well, yeah, but you got to remember, Ellsworth had two hands.
He utterly demolished his smaller foe in a shocking show of force, punctuated by a rarely seen, and hopefully, by the way, never seen again, reverse chokeslam, proving that the new era just might be his for the taking. Undoubtedly, Strowman will look to continue his dominance Monday night in Atlanta. Who will be brave enough or foolish enough to stand across the ring from his monster? What's with the two hands, dude? This is 2 days now you've been on this.
Do you not remember that promo at all?
No, I looked at him and I was laughing so hard, I didn't hear a word he said.
They asked him what he was doing out there and was he nervous, was he scared? And he said, of course he was scared, but he's got no regrets or whatever it was because he's out there and even against a man the size of Braun Strowman, he's got two hands. And because of those two hands, that means any man's got a fighting chance.
Wow.
Paraphrasing there.
Cool. Yeah, that's a horrible promo. But a great match.
Are you... What is wrong with you? Why don't you put a poll up to show how wrong you're going to be about this one?
What do you mean how wrong I'm going to be?
Everybody here who heard that promo knows the power that now is James Ellsworth.
Oh, Christ. What was great about it was the squash itself, and I cannot believe that they're going to get Braun Strowman over by having him destroy local competitors every single week. And it's going to work.
Well... To a point. Now, it's still going to be Braun Strowman, but if this opens the door to get guys over like, oh, I don't know, like they got Ryback over, who, as much as I wasn't a fan of Ryback, he was still a little bit further along on the chart than Mr. Strowman is, and if it's enough to get him over, it's enough to get anybody over. They need to continue to doing this. They did it with Nia Jax as well. It is a smart idea. Nobody wants to see a 1984 version of All-American, you know, or whatever version of wrestling where it's nothing but squash matches, but you got to do this to get some of these people over, especially the ones with limited experience.
You know, you mentioned James Ellsworth and his two hands or whatever the gimmick is. I'll tell you something about that match. Braun Strowman has two left feet.
Yeah.
Well. He was horrible. I know people, some people are very upset at me for saying that, but watch the match again. James Ellsworth is half his size. He could still only get his boot up to the dude's stomach.
He's embarrassing. He's a bodybuilder. I mean, there's no other
he's
way
not.
To say it. He's a strong man.
That's
not bodybuilder. Oh yeah, sorry,
dude. There actually is a big difference between a strong man and a bodybuilder. This man is no Brachus.
Oh well, that, yeah. Touche, I guess, but still, yes, you're right. He's not a sculpted body practitioner. No, he is a big weight pusher, and that's what they got. And much like the Jeep Swensons of the world and others of this guy's like, you're going to get out of him what you're going to get, and it's going to be sub-warlord.
I will say that Braun Strowman is better than Brachus, but I'm not sure he's better than a young warlord. There's an interview, by the way, if you want to check it out, everybody. You can go up and read an interview with James Ellsworth.
And I think actually, from what we've learned today, you need to listen a little bit closer to James Ellsworth.
That doesn't matter. The squash was what mattered. It does say here, this is how they've described it for you to click on. Meet James Ellsworth, the man who faced down a mountain. That's actually awesome.
You are so wrong.
About what?
Because as we were talking yesterday, you need your squash guys to have a little bit of, like, remember the Duke of Dorchester, the Mulkeys, just by being pale and as white as they were? Sometimes your enhancing guys need to have a little bit of gimmickry to them and take one hell of an ass-whooping. He had both because he has no, look at him. He's got no chin.
You see, Mike, the Duke of Dorchester is more similar to a Heath Slater, a regularly appearing performer who sometimes wins. James Ellsworth here is closer to one of the random geeks that we see on the NWA World Championship Wrestling event who may be there every week, but they never win.
That's look, Frankie Williams, so he's more of that like than Rene Goulet with the glove or something like that. Doesn't matter. I still want to see some personality. I want to see this guy back. I want to see squashes. And really, you need to listen to this man's promo and be inspired by him.
I do think that they should not have James Ellsworth back tonight. He's too big a star. They need to hold it off, and then down the road they can bring him back. Speaking of big names to bring back, we've got another former star who will be returning. In addition to Paul Heyman's return on Raw tonight, this from WrestlingObserver.com, another familiar face is scheduled to be at the tapings. Dave Meltzer has confirmed that Raj Singh Desi, better known as Jinder Mahal, is scheduled to start back with WWE in tonight's Raw tapings. It's not clear if he will be on the show, but he is booked to be in Atlanta today. Mahal is the latest wrestler from a previous era to return to add depth with the newfound need to fill both Raw and SmackDown rosters. Why is he coming back to Raw? They need guys on SmackDown.
I don't know.
I mean, it doesn't matter. It's Jinder Mahal. The last time we saw him, he was just stuck in 3MB.
And now, I mean, what is he going to do besides just take a bunch of losses? I mean, I don't know. I guess he knows the ring. He knows the system. He knows the guys there. I guess you have those advantages already built in when you hire a guy back like that. But I, you know, no offense to Jinder Mahal, but who cares?
By the way, everybody, if you want to give us a call today, the studio line, 425-488-0525, toll-free, 844-411-5411, and text messages to 425-780-7566. We will be right back, Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on the show. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. A lot of text messages here and phone calls as well. All the numbers on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com. This person wants them to bring back Drew McIntyre, a.k.a. Drew Galloway. That would not be a bad call, but I think that he is unavailable at the moment.
It would have a little bit more weight to it than, you know, a fellow 3MB member, Jinder Mahal, which, you know, But I understand he's locked up with Evolve right now.
Person says, do you see Mick Foley being a long-term fixture on Raw, or is he there to plug his reality show and be a placeholder until they find somebody else? Well, he was brought in because Holy Foley is going to debut soon on the WWE Network, and so that's one of the reasons that he is there. But I don't think that you should presume he will be out of there. In fact, Shane McMahon, in one of the interviews on Raw, indicated he didn't expect Foley to be there by Christmas. So we'll see what happens. I don't think there are plans to get rid of the guy. I don't think they're looking for somebody new. But he was brought in originally because Holy Foley is coming. So there you go.
I can see him being booted out around Christmas because doesn't he have like an entire Christmas tour of things to do with that beard?
Well, he is Santa.
You rent him out as a Santa for parties?
Yeah, it's exactly what he does. Maybe you could get him.
I don't know if I could afford that rate. What do you think? What do you think the rate is for him?
$5,000, I'll bet.
I was going to say, a lot more than what James Ellsworth probably got for his appearance on Raw.
That I would guarantee. This person wants to know, any idea why Carl Anderson seems to be the fall guy for the club? Well, AJ's the biggest star, and Doc Gallows, is the biggest man. That leaves the smallest guy to do the jobs, because that's how WWE operates. Beat the small guy.
And he's the best worker. He's a better worker than Gallows. Obviously, you're not going to have him. You know, I think he's a better worker than Styles? No, not exactly. But, you know, that happens. This is not unusual. You know, Luger, Anderson, and Ric Flair team up. You know, another Anderson. Arnold would be the one taking the pin in that scenario. It's just how it goes.
Greg here says, Brian, I'm 100% behind your idea for bringing back squash matches. Do you think WWE should go back to the days of Wrestling Challenge and Superstars of Wrestling with all
no.
squash matches and one main event per hour of Raw?
No.
Do you think today's audience would still tune in, or could you see ratings plummet? That would be a bad idea. That would be a bad idea. It is 2016. The key is, you can't go back to the way things used to be sometimes, but you could take elements of the way things used to be and put them into your matches. I'm not saying that you should go back and run Raw like the old primetime wrestling. That would be a disaster. But could you do some extra squash matches on your Raw show here and there? Sure. Could you bring back some of the stuff from the old days, like a localized interview if the company is coming to your town? Sure. Could you go back and bring back the ability for some guys to do unscripted promos? Or could you bring back the antiquated notion of men selling body parts during matches? Sure. But you can't completely go back to the way that things used to be. Let's go to the studio. Go ahead.
I don't know when it comes to localized promos. There's one of the things where I don't understand why Monday cannot be, instead of going out on tour with these, you know, competing against Raw SmackDown shows and vice versa on Tuesday nights when Raw's out there on the road. I don't understand why those aren't like basically like in-house working nights, where those types of days are basically, I don't know how to explain it, but things like the pre-tapes can happen. Things that are that you know you're going to run with on Tuesday, pre-tapes that need to get done, that sort of stuff. Instead of running out there and having shows that I don't think are going to do very well, we'll have to see what happens. But to me, you could have scheduled Wednesday and Thursday off. Ran house shows, you know, both of them on Friday, both of them on Saturday. On non-pay-per-view days, they both go out there on Sunday, although there's so many pay-per-view weekends, you know, I don't know how you'd be able to pull that one off. And then Monday and Tuesday, I mean, it's just, to me, there's a better way to do things. I know that probably screws up Raw on Tuesday, but to me, there's got to be a better way. And one of the ways you could do it is do a lot of internal stuff and things for the network, you know, for both of those groups on those days.
Let's go to the studio line. You are on the air.
This is Jim from Virginia.
Well, hello, Jim.
Hey, I got number one today. I can't believe it.
I can't either.
Ryan must be sleeping today.
Hope so.
I was going to ask you, did you happen to catch up on Ring of Honor?
Oh, yeah.
I want to ask you, there's a couple of things I want to ask you about. I've liked both shows really well.
Dude, they were awesome.
Now, the one that I'm trying to figure out is, the one, it was like a dream segment with Steve Corino.
Oh,
and,
dude, you're asking the wrong guy. I have no earthly idea what that was all about.
Wasn't it like Corino was like before he had dark hair? Didn't he look like he had blonde hair? You know.
Well, if you the last pay per view when he had the match, he had bleached his hair blonde.
Mm-hmm.
So this was very recently that this apparently took place.
Well, he kept telling him there is no Steve Corino or something or another. I couldn't.
It appears that Kevin Sullivan and Steve Corino are actually together, but he cost Corino the match, I guess, because maybe Corino wasn't hardcore and crazy enough, and that was a lesson to be learned, or I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
I don't know either, because the week before that, he came out there with B.J. Whitmer.
Yes.
He didn't say anything.
Yes. We'll see where it goes. Some of the stuff in Ring of Honor, like the main event stuff, is so awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's stuff like The Cabinet. I'm just like, what is this?
No, that isn't much to happen. What do you think about him shaving Jay Lethal's head?
I think this angle is like the greatest angle in American big-time pro wrestling. As far as like Ring of Honor, TNA, or WWE. As far as like angles this year, this one is the best because it is an angle that has been built up for years now in terms of like Adam Cole and Kyle O'Reilly.
Right.
It is a feud that is paying off right now with the Adam Cole Jay Lethal feud, and it is a feud that will build to whatever the blow off is with Cole and O'Reilly.
Right. Exactly.
It is awesome.
I thought, you know, as far as I can remember, you guys probably remember more than I can, but has there ever been a world champion to get his head shaved?
I'm sure there's been a million.
Probably. And I know it's in Mexico or something or other, but I'm just thinking about in WWE or NWA or something like that.
Well, you know, usually I will complain when a guy loses his hair and it's not the result of a hair match, when they just shave a guy's head out of nowhere. But this was the rare exception where the head shaving is going to lead to the championship match because it was a way for the heel to guarantee he would get a title match after the guy in charge said he would never get a title match again. It was awesome.
It was awesome. One last thing. Is Nikki Bella scheduled to return anytime soon?
She's coming back soon, but I don't think she's coming back tonight. Which reminds me.
Okay.
I'm sure you've all heard about this. Did you know that on the Teen Choice Awards last night on Fox, the Bellas won the Choice Female Athlete category.
Oh, my goodness.
Have the Bellas even wrestled one time as a team in all of 2016?
I don't think they have.
I wonder how they pulled that one off.
They beat Simone Biles. Is she the gymnast?
I think so.
Alex Morgan, Danica Patrick, Ronda Rousey, and Serena Williams.
Wait a second, Danica Patrick? Is this just like notable names in sport for women? I mean, is that all this is?
She's the only NASCAR driver I know that's female.
Wacky. Yeah, but I mean, she's like, I mean, nothing against Danica Patrick. I've been hoped for her success, but I mean, she stinks at NASCAR.
That's exactly right.
I would assume it's, you know, hey, Bellas, this is like the Pro Wrestling Illustrated Awards back in the day. We're going to give this to you because you'll show up for the photo op. Vince won't let us in. So I think that's what it is. Hey, will you come? Well, what are we going to get out of this? You'll get a really cool swag bag and you'll get up there and we'll give you your an award. That's what that is.
Wow. Yeah, the Bellas.
I would have thought Rousey would have won.
Well, Rousey, actually even Rousey. I mean, Rousey's a big name, but she lost and vanished.
Mm-hmm.
She lost and disappeared. So how could she win the award? The Bellas haven't even teamed. One of them's been hurt forever.
Exactly. Well, Rousey will come back and win it back. You watch.
I guess it is the Choice Award, so all that matters is who voted. Jim, I want to thank you very much for the call.
It's like, oh, God.
What?
Going through these awards like they matter.
Well, you know, they do matter. They were handed out on Fox.
That's on a major American network. It's a major award.
That's right.
Like the leg lamp in Christmas Story.
I have been alerted that there are places where WWE is doing localized promos for the house shows. I never get them for house shows that are coming to Seattle.
I'll get Baltimore, D.C., Salisbury, nothing. Come on. Come on, WWE.
So apparently they do them for certain places, but not for others.
They do them for, like, they do really bad ones for radio. I don't know if you've heard those where it's essentially like they're almost editing in the you know, like Randy Orton, I'm coming to your town. And then it's just like they insert over like, you know, Springfield, Missouri, like those sorts of things.
Hold on a second. I just got something. I got to confirm this before I read it. I have to see if this is real. Hold on a minute. Where is the deal? Where is it? Hold on. Okay. That's not it. No, I don't see it. Okay. All right. So I'm going to ask this person because he says the 5-point preview describes Roman's test failure as a, quote, wellness violation tragedy.
Oh, no.
Now, I don't see that in the 5-point preview. So send me a link so I can confirm that that is actually written right there.
Tragedy.
All right, everybody, back in a moment with more. Your calls, emails, text messages, Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
iHeartRadio loves music. So let's count the ways. Over 20 million songs from 800,000 artists, all free. And like Pandora, you can create your own custom station from any of those 800,000 artists. Just tell us an artist or even a song that you like, and we'll build a custom playlist for you. Add to that thousands of the best live radio stations, and you'll never have to worry about finding the perfect song for your commute, mood, or party. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download our iHeartRadio app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Folks, I'm the extra crispy Colonel from KFC, and it sure is hot out. You could fry an egg on the sidewalk, but you can't use the sidewalk to freshly double bread three chicken tenders and fry them up to an extra crispy, juicy finish and serve them with a biscuit, mashed potatoes, a cookie, and a drink for just $5. You can only get a real meal like that in my extra crispy tenders $5 fill-up. It's 100% guaranteed not to be fried on sidewalks. KFC, it's extra crispy good.
Pricing and participation may vary. Tax extra.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-603-0997. That's 1-800-603-0997. 1-800-603-0997. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports. Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. 1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Phone calls, emails, text messages, and more. I want to mention this. There was a WWE house show, Augusta, Georgia, last night. And I know many people have been asking, what is the future of Roman Reigns? He's being buried ever since the tragedy, apparently, that was his wellness policy suspension.
Political hit.
Well, Augusta, Georgia, main event, Roman Reigns, Seth Rollins, and AJ Styles in a triple threat match. Roman Reigns getting the win over both guys. Now, granted, on house shows, the babyface almost always gets put over, but...
Especially in Marietta, Georgia, actually. Chris Jericho goes there, he'd still lose to Bob Armstrong.
Dude,
actually, I'd like to see that match.
Georgia, it should have been AJ going over, but... This person says, is Paul Heyman brand exclusive since he wasn't in the draft? Or could he float between Raw and SmackDown to help build the feud with Orton? I suppose he could show up on SmackDown.
Well, he's an advocate.
He is an advocate. He's not a roster member.
Advocating for somebody. And you know what? And I know I'm not saying to do this, but it gives you the capability to do this with somebody and have a agent or have a advocate or lawyer or whatever it's going to be. Bring back Rusev's lawyer. He can represent somebody on SmackDown or something like that. But it gives them the ability to do that down the road if they wanted to.
This person here wants Brock versus James Ellsworth.
Yes.
Cool. I would actually be fine with that match. This person says, this is Brian in Houston. I heard your review of Ring of Honor, and yes, Jay Lethal has been incredible. I don't know what Observer Award he could win, but he should be in the discussion for something. Maybe if there was an award for World Champion of the Year. Just wanted to bring him up. Thanks, guys. So there you go, a Jay Lethal fan.
It's amazing that people do not share the love of Jay Lethal that we have and we seem to have.
A lot of people do. A lot of people
do. Well, they do, but they're not. I don't think they're as impressed with how good he is all around than I honestly believe that. And I don't know if it's just because they take it for granted he's been around for so long and been at such a level, or if it's ROA. I don't know exactly what it is of why. Maybe it's because he doesn't do PWG and things like that, but... it's amazing that people aren't, they don't, I think, appreciate him probably in the way that they should.
Let's go to the studio line. You are on the air.
Hey, guys. I'm a first-time caller here.
Hello. What's going on?
I'm just wondering about, obviously, Brock Lesnar is playing Randy Orton at, not playing, but up against Randy Orton at SummerSlam. But they're on different brands. How are they going to get people excited for the match? Are they ever going to cross paths? Apart from saying a few words to each other, like what?
Honestly, I don't know if they are ever going to appear on the other brand. I don't think they are. I think that it's mostly going to be Heyman cutting promos on Orton on Raw, and then Orton's going to cut promos on Brock on SmackDown, and then they're going to get in the ring together at SummerSlam. I mean, maybe as the last thing we just talked about, maybe Heyman will go brand to brand. But I don't think you're going to see both guys on the same brand. I think that's part of the idea. It's like a special match because they're on different brands, and you have to pay for the pay-per-view to see them get in the ring together.
I don't think many people will care in the end.
Well, it's SummerSlam, and I think that the idea that it's SummerSlam and Brock Lesnar's wrestling, they feel, is the hook. So,
yeah.
But, yeah, I guess we'll see. All right, anything else?
Thanks, guys.
All right, thanks so much for the call. Really appreciate it. First-time callers always welcome here on the program, especially if you are not a fan of some of the current callers. Won't mention any names. You're always welcome to call in. We got a new WWE signee, front page of WrestlingObserver.com. WWE announced this morning they have signed Brennan Williams, a former college football star, University of North Carolina. Started today at the Performance Center. Was actually signed off a February tryout. He is 25, 6'6", 300 pounds. Garnered some talk in October when he decided to start at Booker T's Pro Wrestling School in Houston rather than continue to pursue playing in the NFL. He was a third-round draft choice of the Houston Texans in 2013. Missed his rookie season with a knee injury, was later released. Had short stints with the Jacksonville Jaguars, New England Patriots, although he was never on either team's main roster. Cut October 22nd by the Patriots from their practice squad, just 2 days after being signed. At which point he decided to pursue a career in pro wrestling. He has never played in an NFL game, and he used the name Marcellus Black, working for the reality of wrestling promotion that is won by Booker T. So there you go. They like them real athletes.
They do. Showed up on the WrestleThon Twitch streaming for the Child's Play charity, which was cool. He did that. But, this is, I think, has been coming for a long time, or at least the thought that it could be. And It does show one thing, and I don't know who's in charge of this or what the decision-making is or anything like that behind the football players, but they seem to do a pretty good job, whether you like some of the signees or not, of trying to spread it out amongst different groups, you know, with wrestlers, obviously, who've had a lot of experience on the indies. They're open to them. They're open to women. They're open to fitness. They're open to former football players. They're open to probably more people than they ever have, at least at one time. You know, they've had times where they've been in love with certain groups, whether it be how somebody looks because Johnny Ace was in charge, or probably being more overly in love with football players when Jim Ross was in charge and things like that. But they do a pretty good job of kind of spreading things out, although the football players, because of the amount they have there, the Tino Sabatellis and him and Moose always being talked about and guys like that, it'll be interesting to see how, you know, what they can do with these guys because, you know, not everybody is a great natural athlete, and just because you played in the NFL doesn't mean you can translate that into wrestling. We've seen that for a long time, so I guess we'll have to see what happens.
This person says, I was mistaken. That was not the official WWE page that talked about Roman's wellness violation tragedy. There you go. Sad. Sad that's not the official page. This person says, Nikki won an award in the show that John Cena was hosting. Seems fishy. No.
All these awards. I mean, for God's sakes, don't people know how these awards work?
Kurt here says, easy explanation for the Bellas winning the Teen Choice Award for Best Woman Athlete. Teens are idiots. Wow. Terrible thing to say. Terrible. How long will Roman be out of the main event, this person asks. Roman hasn't been out of the main event once.
No.
He was in the main event at the pay-per-view. He was in the main event on Raw. He was in the main event of that Al show. Probably be in the main event of the show tonight. They are not getting rid of Roman Reigns. Mm. This person wants to know, will the Universal title be seen before SummerSlam? It's a good question. I've seen the alleged Universal Championship belt, which is very, very, very similar to the Winged Eagle. A beautiful belt. I don't know if that's the real one.
I hope this is all a work.
What do you mean?
Hope this is all, none of this is true, and it looks like the IWGP title, or better yet, the Hogan 86.
No, come on, give me a break. Give me a break.
The universe, Brian, maybe it'll have pictures of planets on there.
And dude, I hope it's in the
eagles
shape.
When you have planets.
I want it to be in the shape of the Milky Way with eagle wings. That's going to be the new Universal Championship belt. Let's see. I want to plug, by the way, the Carl Stern 31 days with July. Actually, 32 shows, I believe, because he did a couple of extra shows.
Awesome.
Carl Stern Marathon, if you have not checked it out, is in the archives for eternity. So if you sign up at WrestlingObserver.com, you can go through and check out the Dragon King Carl Classic Wrestling Marathon. Far be it for me to complain, but the finale was Jim the Anvil Neidhart. I love Jim Neidhart. I'm sure he's a great guy. But I'm watching the 1997 Raws on the WWE Network, and man, Jim Neidhart is just terrible at that stage.
That's, seemed to, look, when he, if anybody ever had a chance to see him before he went to the WWF in Calgary, in Memphis, Florida, any of the places, Mid-South, Neidhart had to be carefully matched with someone, and Bret Hart and he were amazing, wonderful match alongside Jimmy Hart. Away from him, not so much sometimes.
If you want to give us a call, we got a couple of minutes left here on the show. Studio line 425-488-0525, toll-free 844-411-5411, and text messages 425-780-7566. Puff Daddy is going to be on Raw next week.
Really?
Yeah. Why? I don't know. They're in California.
Take that. Take that. Yes. I don't know. And he's so topical right now. And it would be somebody from the hip hop industry that I would say is, really. I don't know. Why is he on there? I guess they'll have a reason behind this, but I hope they don't get back into doing this too often with the Muppet Show level of celebrity guests.
Want to mention in some MMA news here, because of what happened at UFC with the new welterweight champion Tyrone Woodley, MMAfighting.com. When contacted on Sunday by MMAfighting.com about whether George St. Pierre would be interested in fighting Tyrone Woodley, St. Pierre replied via text message, "Yes." Asked again whether he wanted the fight, St. Pierre replied, "Yes." So George St. Pierre wants the fight with Tyrone Woodley. Tyrone Woodley does not want to face Stephen Thompson. He wants a money fight, and I would have to argue that GSP would, in fact, be a money fight.
I don't think you'd have to argue that for too long with anyone, except maybe Stephen Thompson, I'm sure, would
actually
be
got to argue
there
with Dana White, because he keeps saying that George will never fight again, and George wants to fight. It's very weird.
Dana loves to talk, doesn't he? Anyway, but that would be actually for GSP to... I guess maybe this he believes that Tyrone Woodley is a drug-free athlete, because I know he's only going to come back against a man he knows is drug-free and healthy and ready to go. And what would be the other bonus in this? It would be a chance to win a championship. I don't know if you could actually do that, although does George St. Pierre get emeritus status as one of the greatest fighters of all time? Is he able to jump back into the ratings at a whim, or does he have to actually fight a fight like Brock Lesnar does to become the number eight, whatever it would be, and to get a title shot?
I don't know. I just wonder if we'll ever see George fight again. It's so weird the man wants to fight, and Dana keeps saying he's not going to fight. I guess Dana figures that the amount of money he's going to want is more than they will ever pay him to come back. It's the only thing that makes any sense. Let's go to the studio line. You're on the air. What's up?
Hey, it's John from Arkansas. And if I was going to do something for a money fight, I'd say, how about we bypass Dana White, bring GSP to WWE, and let him face arguably the greatest story of all time, James Two Hands Ellsworth, and watch him dust him soundly.
You're arguing for George St. Pierre versus James Ellsworth.
In the most sincerest sense of sarcasm I can possibly do.
Huh. Yeah, I don't think you're going to see that one.
And John Jones' comeback
either.
Fight.
Could be, yeah.
I also have to agree with the guy who said most teens are idiots. I'm sorry.
Wow. What's with all the old people denigrating the youngsters here on the show?
Man.
Someone else the other day was doing the same
stupid,
thing.
Brian.
Wow. We got a lot of great young listeners listening right now.
Actually, I have to argue that point. We do have some smart young listeners. I've actually got my young nephews listening to the show.
Oh, you just denigrated your nephew.
We're raising them right, Brian.
Oh, yeah. I get it. Listen, we got to head to a break. I want to thank you very much for the call and denigrating the youngsters. Back in a moment, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Lugu a try. Call 1-888-330-0123, and you'll receive a one-week supply of Lugu absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Kyle here says, WWE announced that NXT is coming to the Roy Wilkins Auditorium on September 18th in Minneapolis. That is the night the Minnesota Vikings take on the Green Bay Packers for the first time in the new stadium. They don't have a person who checks on these things. They'll get literally no media promotion. I know they only need 2,000 tickets, but still, it's such a bad night, especially with the Vikings being a night game. At least it's in St. Paul and not Minneapolis. I guess we'll see. NXT is hot right now, and they do only need to sell 2,000 tickets. If this were a show that needed to sell 12,000 tickets, that's one thing, but I think you can probably find 2,000 crazy hardcore NXT fans and get that building sold out. But I guess we'll see. Triple H did just announce a new tour, and that is one of the stops. You can check it out if you head to Twitter. And by the way, I'm on Twitter at Brian Alvarez. Mike is at Sempervivi. Sports Byline is at Sports Byline USA. We are out of time for today, but we are here daily, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. We are up here on Saturdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, with daily replays every day at 5 Pacific, 8 Eastern. You can check us out on the TuneIn Radio app on your smartphone. Just search Sports Byline USA on TuneIn Radio. Find us there and listen live and free every day. Commercial-free downloads at WrestlingObserver.com only for subscribers. In addition to all of our other subscriber-only shows, 8,000 shows in the archives, Wrestling Observer newsletters, and so much more. The best value if you are a wrestling fan by far. So check it out. And that is it from here. Thanks, Mike. Everybody at Sports Byline, callers and listeners, including the new callers. I'll talk to you again next time. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.